Welcome to the second episode of Kill Them All, the show about being a villain. I'm Isarak, the undead wizard, here to interview another villain. This episode is kindly sponsored by Keledex Trapworks. If you need spinning blades that come out of the walls, poison darts that trigger when a gemstone is removed from a stone dais, or even some falling rocks triggered by a tripwire, consider Keledex services. No trap too big to build, no soul too small to steal. I myself have used Keledex services extensively in my latest labyrinths. I can vouch for them. They offer truly fiendish designs. Listeners, we have a very special guest with us today. One with a very unique story. Most of us seek out immortality. Others have immortality thrust upon them. Please welcome to the show, the original vampire, Count Strahd von Zarovich.
I appreciate the invitation.
You're looking quite handsome today in your royal burgundy, and I dare say that isn't wine in your golden goblet. But you do live in a somewhat isolated area, so not many of us will know about you. Tell us about your experience as a villain.
Oh, it's a pretty standard story. Boy meets girl. Girl falls in love with boy's younger brother. Boy becomes terribly insecure about the aging process. Boy ends his aging process with a dark gift from an unfathomable power.
Oh, so you became immortal to get the girl?
I would do anything for my Titania. Her piercing green eyes and raven black hair haunt me to this day.
Ah, you're reminding me of my first love, many, many years ago. He had a thing for fire, just like I do. I think his name was Widow something.
You don't remember your first love's name?
It was centuries ago. Everything fades in time.
I will never forget my Titania.
Your love sounds doomed. You are immortal, and presumably she is not. And we all know how this goes.
It's even worse than that. She died in an accident shortly after I accepted my gift.
You didn't even get a measly 40 years with her. How sad. And how old are you now?
I turned 742 this past 10 day. You cannot imagine how lonely it is to pine after someone for 700 years.
You're still hung up on her. I'm sorry to hear that. It's truly hopeless now.
Near or far, wherever she is, I believe that my heart does go on.
How beautiful. Keep carrying that torch. Use it to justify everything you do. A classic conceit for a villain.
I actually do not consider myself a villain. True, I kill people. But nobody who didn't deserve it. Or maybe I did it when I was bored.
Oh, you find immortality boring? I think there's always something new to learn.
Well, as a part of my dark bargain, I'm unable to travel. I've read every book in my library 10 times over. The only amusement is when someone tries to destroy me. But they're also predictable.
It's true. Many of them try the same things. Still, every time I make a kill, I feel nice and superior. It's another adventurer outmatched. And once every 100 years, you'll run across someone who surprises you.
An old man once tried to trap me in a doll. That was a new one.
Oh, tell me about him.
Oh, he was using old Vishtani magic. He was not Vishtani himself, however. Professor Rudolf von Richten.
That sounds appropriative.
Yes. A professor coming in and using the traditions of a maligned people. He thought he could learn from it all from books. So the magic was old and strong, but improperly put together.
That's what happens when you don't hire people from the traditions you try to use.
His blood was exquisite.
Oh, it must be nice to still be able to eat. I lost my small intestines in a skiing accident.
Like everything else, eating gets old.
Chin up, Strahd. I tell you what. I'll send some of the more ingenious adventurers who are after me to come after you instead. Who knows? Maybe you'll be destroyed and get married in the Nine Hells.
I can only hope to find my Titania in the afterlife.
Ah, beautiful idea. We'll let you get back to it. Being hung up on someone for 700 years. Now that's love. It's a shame that Strahd doesn't appreciate his immortality. But perhaps if we work together, we can help entertain him. If you're an intrepid adventurer willing to raid Castle Ravenloft, why not think of something creative and interesting? For instance, rather than holy water, try dissolving him in a pit of acid. And if, like most of our listeners, you are a villain bent on world domination, send some of your more challenging adversaries his way. The adventurers will come back from the grave as his puppets, and you will have made a friend. Once again, any and all villains, if you wish to share your experience, this show is for you. Bring us your finest tales of corrupting the souls of the innocent, bringing low the Order of the Gauntlet, and snuffing out the light of civilization. We welcome it all. Until next time, kill them all!